Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Menaches, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. We've already mentioned this. Most Menaches require oil. We take a lug of olive oil, and also with most Menaches, although not all of them, it's a three-step process. First, some of the oil is poured into the bowl before we put the silas, and even before the flour. Then the kohen puts the flour in, and more oil is added on top of it. Then we mix it. This is called blila, to mix. And then comes the third step. We pour oil on top of the mixture, and that's called yitzika, pouring. Again, blila means mixing, yitzika, pouring. Now again, we're going to discuss the different types of menaches, but for now, this is what we have to know. There's a minchas soiles, which is flour. Then there are menaches, depending on the mincha, that is either baked or sometimes fried. With the fried menaches, after the blila, after the flour and oil are mixed together, we fry it. Then we take it and break it up into pieces. This is done before the kmitza, and that's called pesisa, breaking up. And the rest of the oil is poured on top of the broken pieces. So let's chazer over the three new words that we learned. There's blila, the mixing of the oil and the flour. There's yitzika, the pouring of the oil. And pesisa, that's breaking up the cakes when you have the type of mincha that's fried. And remember we said most of the time the oil is poured in three stages. First, into the bowl before the flour is put in. Second, on top of the flour. Then comes the blila and the mixing. And third, that's called the yitzika when it's poured on top of the mixture. That's if it's just a mincha soilis of flour. When it's the type of mincha that's fried, so the seder is as follows. The flour and oil are mixed together, the mincha is fried, then we break it up into pieces before the kmitza, that's called pesisa, breaking up. And the rest of the oil is poured on top of the broken pieces. So now that we know what you're supposed to do, the Mishnah is going to tell us what's the halacha if we didn't do it. Once again, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Bey. Zok the Mishnah, Lo Yatzak. What if the kohen didn't pour? That's step number three. The rest of the oil onto the mincha after it was mixed. Zok the Batru, we don't mean that it wasn't poured at all. Because then the mincha wouldn't be kosher. What the Mishnah means over here is, says the Batanura, quoting the Gemara, is that a zar, a non-kohen, did the pouring. We're soon going to learn it's still kosher. Only a kohen can process a mincha, but that starts from the kmitza. This is before the kmitza. Vayitra says the Mishnah loy bol. Suppose they didn't mix the flour with the oil. Well, here it means they didn't mix it at all. Or loy pasas. Like we explained, if you have a mincha that is baked or fried, you have to break up. The Torah says pasas isopitim. You have to break up the baked or fried mincha into pieces before kmitza, and he didn't do it. We'll soon learn exactly what this means. Baked, fried, there's Nilchas Machvas, a flat pan, Marcheshes, a deeper pan. The Nilchas that are baked. All these things require that you break it up. The Torah says, Pasas Isopitim. Even though if you look in the Pasuk, it only says that by Menachas Machvas, but the Gemara dashes it means in regard to all the types of Menaches. You have to break them up. Anything that's baked or fried, you have to break it up before the Kmitza. However, if you don't do it, it's still kosher. Vayitra says in the Mishnah, Loy Malach. If he didn't salt it. Zokta Batanur, this means he didn't salt the entire Mincha. He only salted the Koimitz. If he didn't salt the Koimitz, then it would not be good. Some say it means loy malach, that a kohen didn't do the salting. Vayitra says the Mishnah loy hainif. He didn't do the waving. Which menaches require waving? Well, take a look in the Batanur over here. It says minchas chayte and minchas kanois. The Mefarshim say over here that there's a mistake. There's a printing mistake. Minchas chayte does not require tenufa. It should say minchas ha'oimer, the oimer that is brought on the second day of Pesach. And the Michas Kanois, the Saita Micha, that requires waving before the Kmitza, he didn't do it. Loy Einif. Vayitra says the Mishnah, or Loy Higish. he didn't do this special approach with the mincha to the mizbeach, like the Torah requires that we should do? All menachos require hagosha, like vayigash, to approach. This is before the kmitza. The pasuk says, v'havesa esem mincha v'kriva el hakoyen v'higisha el hamizbeach. The kohen comes with the keli, with the mincha, toward the mizbeach. And he actually touches the corner, the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Although you're supposed to do it, but if he doesn't, it's not ma'akev the mincha. Ayor shepisason pitim mirubais. All right, let's explain. The menachos that are baked or fried, we said you have to break them up. That's the mitzvah of pesisa. You're supposed to take each challah, break it into two, then the two and break it into four. Let's say he only broke it into two big pieces. It's kosher. Wait a second, I don't understand something. You told me if he doesn't do the pesisa at all, it's kosher. So for sure, if he did it but didn't do it enough, it's kosher. So the Gemara answers like this, as the Baturura quotes the Gemara. It's one of the terutzim of the Gemara. If you don't break it up at all, it's chalis. If you break it up properly, into two, then into four, it's the pieces that the Torah asks for. But if you do a half a work, did you ever hear the expression, sinishtahin nishtaher, it's not this, it's not that. It's not a challah, and it's not the breakup that the Torah asks for. So I would have thought maybe this wouldn't be good. So it is a chiddush to say that it's good. Some say, shepesasan pita merubis doesn't mean that he made it too big, but he made it too small. Instead of just breaking it into two, then into four, he continued to break it up into smaller pieces, which he shouldn't have done, but the ma'aseh b'diavad, it's kosher. The list continues, v'loy mishachan. Now, one of the types of menachos requires a smearing of oil. Which one? And again, later on we'll discuss the different types of menachos, but one is called rekikin. That has to be smeared with oil after it was baked, but if you didn't, and again, if you didn't do any of these things listed in the Mishnah, kisheirais, these menachos, are still kosher. Zakta Mishnah Vaita, Nisarev Kimtza. Suppose the koimetz of one mincha got mixed up bekoimetz chavrta, with the koimetz of a different mincha. Not a problem. Just be makter both on the mizbeach, both menachos are kosher. What happens if the koimetz of a mincha got mixed up b'minchas kohanim, together with the mincha of a kohen, or b'minchas kohen ha-mashiach, or with the mincha that the kohen gadol brings? That's called chavite kohen gadol. That's a daily mincha that the kohen gadol brought every single day, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. The Tanakhama holds kishera, no problem. It's the koimetz that got mixed up. The koimetz goes up on the mizbech and it gets burned. Now, by a minchas kohen, the entire mincha is burned. Okay, but what's the problem? It's the koimetz and a koimetz that got mixed up. Both are burned. Or it got mixed up in minchas nisachin, with the mincha that comes together with certain karbanas, like an oila or a shlamim. Remember, we learned about this in Perik Bey's Mishnah Dalit. With certain karbanas, the Torah says, a mincha of flour and a sachem of wine are brought in addition to the karban itself. So if a regular koimetz got mixed up with any of these, kishera, as Isaac the Tanakama. Even though these menachos have different halachas, like a mincha's koimetz has to be totally burnt. But lemaisa, the koimetz goes up on the mizbeach. So fine. It's the koimetz that got mixed up. The koimetz is burnt. What's the problem? Burn it on the mizbeach. Rabbi Huda says, look, I agree with you. A koimetz stam that gets mixed up with another koimetz, or even a koimetz that gets mixed up with a regular koyin's mincha, no problem. Put them both up on the mizbeach. Both menachos are kosher. However, if a regular koimetz gets mixed up, says Rabbi Huda Omer, if a regular koimetz gets mixed up, the mincha's koyin ha-mashiach, with the mincha that the kohen gadol has to bring every day, as explained, half in the morning and half in the afternoon, or ubeminchas nisachin, that comes along with the karbanis, psula. Why? Shezu bililasa ava, with the regular mincha, the koimetz, is supposed to be mixed in such a way that it's thick. There's not that much oil. Vizu, in the case of the mincha of the kohen gadol, as well as the minchas nesachim, bililasa raka, it's much more loose, it's much more like pori, more liquidy, because you have more oil. And if you're going to put it together, v'hein boiloi zu mezu, they're going to be boleya, literally to swallow up, it's going to absorb one from the other. So the koimetz of a regular mincha which is supposed to be thicker with less oil, is going to take in oil from the other minachas, from the minchas kain mashiach, or from the minchas nesachin. Now, in regard to a regular mincha, if you have too much oil, it's pasul. The kaimitz is not good. The oil is going to be mevatel, the flour. And therefore, it's as if the flour doesn't exist. So, of course, it's not a good kaimitz then. The Tanakhama is not worried about this, because the Tanakhama holds things on the Mizbeach aren't mevatel one another. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah here? Peri Gimel, Mishnah Beis. We learned a lot of things, because in order to understand what he didn't do right, we had to understand what you're supposed to do. We learned about different things that have to be done before the Kemitza. We learned that oil is added in three steps. At least by most menachis, it's that way. Some of the oil is poured into the bowl before the flour is put in. Second step. Once the flour has been put in, more oil is added on top of it. And then it's mixed. Remember what the mixture is called? It's called blila. Balal means to mix. And step number three is the rest of the oil is poured on top of the mixture. That's called, do you remember? Yitzika. That's by a mincha silas. That's brought as flour. Then there are other types of menachos that are baked or fried. And fried a different kind of a pan, a deep pan, a flat pan. We'll still learn all about this position. With these baked or fried menachos, once the flour and oil have been mixed together, you have to take like the chalois or cakes, whatever you want to call it. You have to break it up. First into two, then into four. That's called, you remember, pesisa. So, if you didn't pour the oil, and that means the Baturah explained, the oil was poured, but a non-kayan poured the oil. If he didn't mix the oil, if he didn't break it up, if he didn't salt the kaimitz, or some say a non-kayan salted it, if he didn't do the tenufa that is necessary for the carbon aimer and the mincha of the saita, if he didn't do the approach to the mizbeach, or he broke it up in big pieces but didn't continue to break it up into the smaller pieces, if he didn't smear it with oil, there's one type of mincha, rikikin, that has to be smeared with oil after being baked. In all these cases, kisheiros. It's kosher. In the second part of the Mishnah we learned, if the kaimitz of one mincha gets mixed up with the kaimitz of another mincha, no problem, just put both up on the mizbeach. Both are kosher. Even if the kaimitz of a regular mincha got mixed up with the kaimitz of a minchas kayin, so a minchas kayin, the whole mincha has to be burnt, not just the kaimitz. But it's not a problem. The kaimitz has to be burnt. You can still put it up on the mizbeach. Even if it got mixed up with the minchas kayin hamashiach, the kayin gadol's mincha that he has to bring every day. Even if it got mixed up in minchas nesachin that are brought along with certain karbanos, according to the Tanakhama, it's all kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, no. A regular kaimitz that gets mixed up with the kaimitz of the minchas kayin hamashiach that the kayin gadol has to bring, or a regular kaimitz that gets mixed up with the mincha that comes along with karbanos is pasul, says Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the texture has to be different. A regular mincha is much less oil. So it's drier, it's thicker. The minchas kain mashiach and the minchas nesachin has much more oil. So it's more liquidy. It's bililasa raka. It's a softer mixture. And what's going to happen is the regular kaimitz will take in the oil. Then you'll have more oil than flour, and the oil will be mevatel the flour. So therefore this mixture can't work. The Tanakhama says it's not a problem, because things on the mizbeach are not mevatel each other.